board members chose Jacksonville native Patricia Willis. She's been a teacher, principal, professional development director, and deputy superintendent. After retiring in 2012, she earned a doctorate degree and an educational consulting. Willis says she'll keep focusing on the reform work of her predecessor, Nicolae Vitti, while looking at what's in place and making necessary tweaks.
To look at programs a little deeply to see what we need to do, but very sensitive to the fact that when we have so many changes and then there's a permanent successor coming in who will bring additional changes, I want to be sensitive to the fact of what schools feel.
The board asked how she plans to deal with drastic education legislation sitting on Governor Rick Scott's desk. If it becomes law, the district will be strapped for cash and may have to close several schools as early as next year. Willis says she'd do everything in her power to get the schools resources and convince the state to keep them open.
Schools are the core of a community, home, church, and school. And when we remove one of those, we have some concerns.
The board will vote on Willis's contract this week and then embark on a national search for her permanent successor. Willis was picked over Earl Leonard, who served as Hillsborough County Superintendent for 9 years. Duval Superintendent Vitti is leaving at the end of the week to begin the same job in Detroit. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.